Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one here is Blair White. And yes, she's a Christian. And this is her faith journey. Tell me you want Christian simp bucks without telling me. But those that aren't being fooled might just see a brother for Christ here in the picture named Robbie. Some people would argue that if Blair was really a Christian, she would have detransitioned in addition to repenting, going back to the way that God made him or her. Blair, I hope you understand why people are skeptical. Up next, women are finally figuring it out. This one says that men don't care about women's careers, and they will date a waitress at Applebee's over a corporate executive if she treats us right and makes our lives better. Absolutely, but in the end, they always make our lives harder no matter how much they make them easier earlier on in the relationship. Yet I don't think most women will ever figure this out and will end up becoming lonely boss bitch cat ladies. Number 3, dogs spend thousands of years dealing with selective breeding to be as nice as possible to humans. Meanwhile, all cats needed to do was release a brain parasite to make humans like them. Makes you wonder if the crazy cat ladies are crazy because of their cats or because they're crazy and autistic in the first place. But apparently the cat parasite Toxoplasma gondii affects human males differently, by actually increasing our testosterone. Moving on, meanwhile in crazy Canada, 95.8% of the medical assistants in dying or MAID recipients are white. But the overall Canadian population is only 90% white. It's about time we got some equal representation when it comes to MAID. That 70% white number is pretty high. Around me, the population of white people is only 30 to 40%. The rest are quickly becoming Punjabi. I'm ground zero at the Great Canadian Curry Poop Storm. But to be fair, the majority of elderly people in this country are white. Number 5, Lauren, age 26 here, says that men are intimidated by her incredible looks. And she hasn't been on a date in a year because men never approach her or ask her out for a drink. Why would they buy her a drink when it looks like she has more than enough milk to drink at home? She probably lives in that part of North Carolina that doesn't have any African-American men. I'd give her a chance, but I can tell she has an OF page just by looking at her. Up next, half of Americans aged 18 to 29 are still living with their parents. This number will only go up. I wouldn't be surprised if half of all the 30 to 40-year-olds are still living with their parents in another 10 years. Housing is too expensive along with food and cars, and wages aren't keeping up. Extended families living under the same roof was common centuries ago and will be more common going forward. This is also still normal in much of the rest of the world. Number 7, meet the new game director for The Witcher Part 4. She's the same one that worked at Veilguard and Mind's Eye. I'm glad to see that women are destroying the games that men enjoy, thinking that male attention will somehow magically come to them. No matter how hard they try, they can't destroy games from Japanese studios or all the older games out there. Women have to destroy all of men's hobbies and entertainment, trying to force us to interact with them. But it's too late. There are too many things to distract men these days. Moving on, here's the difference between women's dreams and men's dreams. Women want to find the love of their life, while men just want a wood chipper Karl Marx. Has any man spread more misery than Karl Marx? Maybe the person or persons that started and promoted Islam. Although early Islam was a lot better than the current version. It was far more liberal. Communism isn't really about equality. It's about exploiting the envy of people to enrich yourself. Number 9, here are the inflation rates under the Liberal Party of Canada. Coffee's up 26% and beef up almost 17%. The Conservative Party of Canada puts stuff out like this, and that's why Pierre Poilievre has a hard time winning. Because he's trying to appeal to people's reason and rationality instead of their emotions. People want fantasy and not reality. It's like all those crypto channels pumping up the hopium because people are more likely to watch something positive than negative, even if it ends up hurting them. Up next, speaking of conservative, Paul Elam says that this is the TradCon template for men and women. To enslave men and infantilize women. The idea is to get men to be enslaved to not only the women and children, but also to the state through taxation, paying property tax for a big house and more income tax on account of working overtime to provide for his fam. This is what the plantation looks like for men, and even modern churches promote this. Number 11, why is this the difference between doing something alone and when someone is watching you? Is it performance anxiety, or are you just more self-conscious about other people's judgments? Growing up, my parents would always watch me doing things to make sure I didn't mess up, which often made me mess up. So I started watching them do stuff and they got pissed off and told me to go away. I thought that they would learn their lesson, but they kept on watching me. Moving on, me Jacques Biederer, the first photographer doing spicy content as a specialty. Look at the grin on his face. You just know that he was smashing. And that's probably the first casting couch in history in the background. And if you're wondering if he's one of them, yes he is. Yes, he identifies as a paperclip. Although I don't have a problem with that. We need to thank them for providing sexual liberation for men. Number 13, this woman is wondering about the concept of having to study things she doesn't care about, to get a job she doesn't care about too. It's all about getting a piece of paper not worth wiping your hiney with to prove to corporations that you've been indoctrinated enough to fit into their office culture and do what you're told. I'm convinced that modern college is there to take the most intelligent high school students and indoctrinate them so they can't use their brain to escape the matrix, plus make them poor by putting them in debt. Up next, this is Canada. This is the Grey Cup, which is Canada's version of the Super Bowl. Yet here you have diversity on display. But don't worry, because eventually we will have poop-throwing festivals, and worshipping cows will be mandatory, and they'll all be released into the cities where they can eat garbage and leave their golden poop all over the streets. So we can rub it on our open wounds because it's a magical healing solution, found in nature. Canada's quickly going from first world utopia to third world slum in 20 years or less. Number 15, I hate the design of modern cars. And I too would love retro cyberpunk cars like this one. I'm like Fry holding up dollar bills yelling, take my money. One day I might get a Rezvani tank or Vengeance, the ultimate cyberpunk cars. With smoke screens, pepper spray dispenser, bulletproof glass and bomb-proof doors in the bottom. This is a heavily modified Cadillac Escalade. But this is what the cars I was promised as a child were supposed to look like. Moving on, looks like the extinction of the human race looms with this article saying that people are having AI children with AI partners. It's all fun and games until the AI child support bill ends up hitting. What if the guy stopped logging in onto the app? Does that make him a virtual deadbeat dad? I used to think that people would never interact with virtual NPC people. I guess I was wrong all the way back when people used to play The Sims. For some, fantasy ends up becoming reality. Number 17, leftoids are saying that Mam Danny's wife is a million times prettier than Melania. Nah, she's just younger. She's got a chest so flat that you can land planes on it. You need to have chesticles to be attractive. She also kinda looks trans, and maybe that's why the left likes her so much. For some reason, I also get the streetwalker vibes from her. Up next, Elon Musk's father says that the US is doomed if white people become the minority. Not just the United States, but most of the world minus East Asia. People will call him racist, out of touch with reality, even though he's from South Africa. America will become a future South Africa if it doesn't figure out its demographics. I'm predicting that once many white nations fall, we'll see the rise of white city-states guarded by robots with minorities on the outside. Some might be allowed in if they're smart, or if people want them as pets. Number 19, here's an illustration as to where all the good men have gone. This woman won't cook clean, doesn't want kids, and won't match society's beauty standards. And then she wonders where all the good men have gone. This is inaccurate because she needs to be at least 50% heavier. She's asking where all the good men have gone, but notice how you never hear men asking where all the good women have gone. Instead, men just go overseas to find them and are eventually disappointed too. Moving on, also most men will settle for a woman that's down to F and doesn't provide any other value to him. She can be failed, broken, jobless, and she'll still find a man to love her so long as she's somewhat attractive. But now men are getting tired and walking away. Men, on the other hand, to be loved have to be successful by having money and a high-status job to be loved. And that's getting harder and harder to pull off these days. As the Chinese say, let it rot. Number 21, why is it that feminists and women in general can tell men how we can be better, but if we tell women how they can be better, then they call that misogyny? Women really hate it when you mention things they can do better. Women want to domesticate men, but at the same time, they want wild, untamable men. It's a total contradiction. They want to set standards for men, but if we set standards for them, that's not allowed. Double standards much. Up next, couples like this rush to buy houses during the scamdemic, and now feel trapped in their homes because they have insanely low interest rates. This article is doing everything to piss people off. This couple owns a home, unlike many white folks, and they're complaining about not being able to get a bigger one, when most people would kill to have any house, especially with low interest rates. If it's too small, either move back to Bangalore or build a bigger house on your property. Number 23, apparently women friend zone the men they feel the safest with. But I think this guy looks too good to be in the friend zone. But it's called a stock photo or AI. But maybe I'm wrong and he's not good looking by today's high standards. It's interesting because women used to say that the friend zone didn't exist. Now they're saying it's real and that they feel safest with men that are in it with them. Guys, please refuse to be put in the friend zone. Starve them of their free attention and validation. Let them suffer. Moving on, we're in the last phase of the human utopia experiment. Like the mouse utopia, when the mice known as the beautiful ones just made themselves gorgeous and didn't do anything with their good looks. Now we have men looks maxing, doing chin extensions and other plastic surgery. Life is too easy for humans, so we're losing our will to live, as well as reproduce and care about anything else because everything around us comes way too easily. Not all of us, but for most of us. Number 25 and the last one, after Elon Musk allowed people to see your location on X, it was proven that many accounts were actually started in India. Looks like many of them are trying to egg on a civil war. Either that or scam men out of money. Also, I thought that Indian was familiar. It looks like Vitalik Buterin, the founder of Ethereum. I also like how the woman on the left is also a female version of him. Looks like the clones are taking over the world or something. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.